Friday mornings at this time, we get with America's best political humorist and satirist. You can learn more about Bill Melberg at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Welcome, Bill Melberg.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning, America. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, sir. How about yourself?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I'm fine, too, and I guess we'll all be fine now that President Obama has unveiled his long-awaited, some would say long-overdue, jobs program, his American Jobs Act, which the president says must be approved right away.
No.
And if it is, he assures us, happy days are here again.
Together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world all about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song.
Yes, Stevie and Diane, as that old song says, and as President Obama has promised yet again, our cares and troubles are gone. And thanks to President Obama's gutsy American Jobs Act, there'll be no more from now on.
No more jobs or no more cares and troubles?
Well, according to the president, no more cares and troubles.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That is,
yeah?
Unless the Tea Party terrorists and those evil Republicans block his brilliant plan. And if you heard some of the Labor Day speeches by Vice President Biden and Teamsters President Hoffa this past Monday, you know what I mean.
As a matter of fact, I did hear those speeches. And that's why we're now turning to our regular Friday morning point counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts, to talk about the ugly tone that the political dialogue in this country has taken in recent days and weeks. Good morning, Senator McCain.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane,
good morning,
my friend. And good morning to all of our friends who are listening to us on Connect FM at 93.5 and 95.3.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Senator. And hello, Congressman Barney Frank.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, everybody out there in radio land.
All right, gentlemen. This morning, our topic is civil discourse and the rather uncivil turn that our political discourse seems to be taking in America. But first, let's go back to the 2004 Democratic National Convention when a little-known Illinois state senator named Barack Obama electrified the delegates with this lofty speech about unity.
Now, even as we speak, there are those who are preparing to divide us. The spin masters, the negative ad peddlers, who embrace the politics of anything goes. Well, I say to them tonight, there is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America. There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America. The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats. But I've got news for them, too. We worship an awesome God in the blue states, and we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states. We coach Little League in the blue states, and yes, we've got some gay friends in the red states. There are patriots who oppose the war in Iraq, and their patriots who supported the war in Iraq. We are one people, all of us pledging allegiance to the Stars and Stripes, all of us defending the United States of America. Election is about. Do we participate in a politics of cynicism, or do we participate in a politics of hope?
Congressman Barney Frank, your reaction, sir.
Stevie, my reaction is the same this morning as it was that night. Barack Obama is a terrific speaker. Barack Obama is a terrific leader. And Barack Obama is the remarkable man who is bringing America together. As he said at the end of that rousing speech, do we participate in the politics of cynicism, or do we participate in the politics of hope?
Senator McCain.
Well, Stevie, my friend, after the past couple of weeks, it seems, last night, in fact, it seems President Obama has answered that question himself with, I might add, a little help from his friends. Here, for example, is Vice President Joe Biden speaking at an AFL-CIO union rally in Ohio on Monday.
But folks, we've been through a lot of fights, but this is a different kind of fight. This is a different kind of fight. I know some of you heard me speak before, are tired of hearing me say it. And some folks didn't believe me when I said this 8 years ago and 6 years ago and 4 years ago and last year in 2008, before that in your state. This is a fight for the heart and soul of the labor movement. It's a fight literally for our right to exist. Don't misunderstand what this is. Don't misunderstand. Not a joke. Not a joke. Not an applause line. You are the only folks keeping the barbarians from the gates. You are the only non-governmental power. The only non-governmental power. The only one that has the power and the capacity to stop this onslaught. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why they want you so badly. The middle class is under attack because labor is under the most direct assault in generations. You know? To state it simply what I stated 2 years ago at some of your national conventions, the other side has declared war on labor's house, and it's about time we stand up.
Yeah! Yeah!
Barbarians, just who are the barbarians Vice President Biden is referring to, and who's the other side that has, quote, declared war on labor's house, Congressman Frank?
Stevie, isn't it obvious the barbarians are the Tea Party terrorists and those evil Republican millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners?
Senator McCain?
Stevie, it gets worse. Here's what Teamsters Union President Jimmy Hoffa shouted in Detroit on Monday as he welcomed President Obama to another Labor Day rally, and I wonder if this is Congressman Frank's or President Obama's idea of civil discourse. Let's take a listen.
We got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, a war on workers, and you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party, and you know there's only one way to beat and win that war. The one thing about working people is we like a good fight. And you know what? They got a war. They got a war with us. And there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a b****s out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much.
Wow. That's been making the rounds all week, and some people think Jimmy Hoffa was inciting violence against the Tea Party people with those remarks. Senator McCain, your thoughts?
Stevie, I don't know if Mr. Hoffa was inciting violence with those thuggish remarks, but I do know that wasn't the politics of hope Barack Obama talked about in 2004. And that wasn't the sort of civil discourse the president called for in Tucson last January. Sadly, President Obama did not denounce Mr. Hoffa's angry words. And that's hypocrisy, my friends. That's hypocrisy.
Congressman Frank, would you care to criticize Jimmy Hoffa's comments?
Yes, I would, Stevie, because I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, when I heard Jimmy Hoffa giving that rousing speech on Monday. And let me tell you why. When he said, let's take these son of bees out, Jimmy Hoffa made a grievous grammatical error. He should have said, let's take these sons of bees out. That's sons with an S, plural, not singular.
Senator McCain, I'll give you the last word today.
Well, Stevie, some of President Obama's supporters seem to have the misguided notion that we, the people, don't have the right to criticize our government. So let me give the last word to a Democrat, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Wow. I wonder if the people who've been condemning the Tea Party activists for criticizing the Obama administration have heard that statement. In any case, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. But we'll be back in a moment with political humorist Bill Melberg right after these important messages. So stay tuned. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Welcome back to our regular Friday morning visit, political humorist Bill Melberg. Most of the time, we try to close our Friday shows on a humorous note, but sometimes we need to finish on a more serious note. And Bill, I think this is one of those occasions, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Stevie, because Sunday, as you know, marks the 10th anniversary of the horrendous events on September 11th, 2001. It's been a rather tumultuous decade since then. America's been at war in some faraway places. The cost of that war has been high, and we've been going through some difficult times here at home as well, which perhaps is why our political discourse has become as strained as our emotions. This has been a very stressful period in America's history. But as we remember the tragic events of 10 years ago, maybe we can find some comfort and hope in the words of a well-known song written and sung by Lee Greenwood.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought this would be a good way to close today's program.
I totally concur, and I thank the folks that called earlier this hour when we asked what you love about America. And, Bill, it was liberty, freedom, chance to pray in a church, to be able to live in such a great nation, and it's criticized so often, a whole bunch from within, and you're right.
Boy, God bless the USA.
God bless the USA. Mm-hmm. Bill Melberg, thanks so much, my friend. Thank you, as always. And eveningwiththepresidents.com to learn more about Bill. Diane, have a great day.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J, and God bless America on this 9/11 weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston. There's pride in every American heart.